weaker teams can snake a spot in the NCAA ahead of us. Is the pairwise the be-all and end-all of who makes the show?
It is. That's how the teams are picked. I'm on the NCAA selection committee, so for ice hockey, and so I understand the process. We did slip, but part of that is because of how other games go. It's just not your game. So even though let's say we won two games and maybe a team split and they get ahead of us or remain ahead of us, it's your body of work, and a lot of it goes on not only your strength of schedule, but how other teams you played did and how their opponents did. So there's a formula that is being used, and yeah, we did slip, but that's fine. We just keep winning our games, and we'll be okay.
For example, Michigan losing both of their games this weekend didn't help, and then Minnesota Duluth losing Saturday night.
Exactly.
That all hurt us.
So your opponents and then your opponent's opponents also is important. So there is a formula. It's maybe not the end all, but it's what we use right now. And everybody, understands it, but everybody has to deal with it, and they sort of know how it goes. So, but the bottom line is you just win your games and you'll be fine.
Will the preparation for playoff games be different than for the regular season?
No. And that's what you try to do all year, is you try and build that in over the course of the year. So when you get in the playoffs, that I don't want to say it this way, but just another game. You don't want to make it too big and too small either. It's you would just want to make sure that you're going to play it like you have, so that you're not changing your routine or your team is not, you don't get them tight or anything like that. You just go in and play, and that's why preparation is so important.
Watching Saturday night's game, each goal had a very minimal celebration, Coach. It reminded this person of the Soviets, very businesslike and little emotion. Is that the personality this team is developing, where they aren't getting too high or too low?
Well, I think in those games, for sure, because, you're aware of the other team and what they're going through, and you don't want to, do anything that's going to, embarrass them anymore. And I think that was the process that was going on. But I know they're excited about Patrick Anderson's goal, though. Maybe they didn't show it on the ice, but that was the 10th goal, and they probably showed more emotion for that goal than any other ones.
What is it like playing in an almost empty building, especially when you have such great crowds at home now?
Well, it's tough, but we always talk about that, whether we're playing in front of nobody or 100,000 people, that we have to create our own energy. And we talked quite a bit about that this weekend, how we are going to have to create our energy and focus and just get the job done. And it was, a business-like approach to it. And we talked about it. It wasn't a pleasure trip. It's a business trip. We're going up there to win two hockey games. That's the bottom line.
And why Northern's had terrible crowds this weekend, too, I heard. Yeah, they're making reference to this too. Both
sure.
Anchorage and Northern, very.
Yeah, I can't. I wasn't obviously in Northern. Or maybe there's weather. I know there are a lot of things going on. The Copper Dog or whatever. So, but a lot of times you do have conflicting things going on in town. But I'm glad our fans. I can only worry about our fans, and we've got obviously three home games left. One against Northern and then the playoffs. So come on out, watch this team. This team is you're seeing some of the best players in all of Division I college hockey. I mean, they're outstanding.
Other conferences, Coach, have adopted a 3-point system: 2 points for an overtime win, 3 points for a regulation win, and 1 point for an overtime loss. Will the WCHA eventually go to that point
system? Yeah, we've talked about that, but the hard part is shootouts. A lot of the coaches in our league really do not want shootouts, and that's why that system was put in place. I was at Michigan in the CCHA, and we had that system where three wins for a win and two for a shootout win and one for obviously a shootout loss. So I don't know. I don't think the coaches are going to move on that, but you never know. All of a sudden you change your mind, or get a couple coaches to change your mind, and then you can go to it.
Is there any talk at all about keeping the same points, 2 points for a win, none for a loss, obviously, one each for a tie, and then if you go to a shootout with a tie, it doesn't affect the win or loss, but you could bank that, and that can be like one of the tiebreakers down the line. Is that
We've talked about a lot of different scenarios, Dirk, and it just, I think we get a lot of guys, myself included, just like the way it is. It's just clean and cut, and because the disparity in scheduling, I think that's one of the big issues too, because for example, we play Minnesota State four times this year, where Northern only plays them twice. We play some other teams four times, and other teams don't. So you have to be careful with that. I think that's one of the big reasons.
How do you keep guys positive after removing them from the lineup after games in which they feel like they have contributed?
Yeah, well, we talk to those players. I think communication is the best thing. We talk to them why they're coming out, and sometimes it's always easy putting a player into the lineup. it's difficult taking someone out. And we understand that. You know, I've been there in that position as a player, as well as Billy and Joe Sean. So communication is a good. We tell them, you know, they don't have to agree with the decision. They don't have to be happy with it, but they have to, you know, accept it and continue to work hard and get better and to be, you know, ready for the next opportunity they get.
I've noticed that you are very concerned about trying to match up lines in most games. You often speak about the team's depth and the trust you have in them. You have four very capable lines that sound be effective. I think they had a typo there. And,
yep.
And play well defensively in any situation. Do you agree that if you just roll your lines, it will balance out and you will have the potential advantage just as often as the other team?
Yeah, I know the question. Yeah, I think we do have four very good lines. And for example, this weekend, I really did not match lines. We just rolled them. And you get in the situation on the road where you don't have the last line change. So I might mess some things up a little bit just to keep the other team off balance. But no, and there's some fact to just rolling lines. And there's an odd player I want to try and keep away from somebody, or an odd line I'd like to keep away from someone if I can. But for the most part, I believe in getting in a flow and letting the players play and having trust in your players. And they sense that. They know that on the bench if you keep pulling them off when a certain line comes out. So we just have to go with the flow. I think that's a good question and a good point.
Same person here. Also, you have been in several tied or one-goal games without a timeout to use near the end because you've used it earlier on an icing call. In hindsight, have you ever regretted that decision?
Maybe once or twice. I don't know. I mean, every game's different. I know I used one early, really early, this weekend.
Yeah.
So even Coach McCult says, you know, coach, it's pretty early. But, you know, you have to understand, you know, the situation you're in, who's out on the ice, if you want, you know, because if you get trapped out there early in a game, you might never recover from that shift, and or you might have to sit them in a rotation. So there might be the odd time that I wish I would have had the timeout. But there's ways you can sort of milk it and get a timeout. And with all the TV timeouts now, when you get one late, you can always try to use that to set something up if you need to.
While I've been enjoying seeing Tech play against some old WCHA opponents and in-state rivals recently, are there any plans to play some of the top teams out east?
At this point, you know, we don't have anything, you know, scheduled, anything in concrete. We've talked to a couple teams. We've got a good friend in David Quinn at BU, and I remember when we played them, we had that interlocking schedule. So there's been some conversations, but at this point, we don't have anything on the schedule. And I think, you know, if I had my way, we'd probably continue to try to get Minnesota up here and the Notre Dames and the Michigans and the Michigan States, Wisconsin's, you know, North Dakota. We had some conversations. So to try and get those teams out here before I go out east.
Coach, what is Blake's winning percentage in faceoffs, Blake Pietel?
You know, I didn't look at it recently, but, you know, he's been real good. So I can't tell you, but we'll look that up. So hopefully.
I'd say 60 to 75%.
Yeah, somewhere probably in there. So maybe next week I can give that to you.
And I think that's what we got here. Let me see.
That's it? You want to go back to the first one?
Yeah, we can go back to the first. That's what I'm trying to do here. Let me see what we got here. All right, this person said he's a 1953 graduate, semi-retired, and hopefully that you might engage Mel in a discussion of future expansions of Division I hockey on the heels of ASU. And basically, he keeps going on and on. But
there's a lot of rumblings out there, a lot of talk. I think the first step, I mean, will be Arizona State coming in, which is, you know, we've had some conversations with Arizona State. You know, we're seriously considering going out there next year. So because they've got 20 games scheduled, Division I games next year, and they're all on the road. So, but I have no problem, you know, traveling and going on the road, as attested by a road schedule this year. You know, what are we on the road, Durkee? 11-1-1 or something like that? Well, 12 now. So I just looked that up. We lead, we're tied with two other teams, I believe, for most victories on the road this year in college hockey. And obviously, I think with home wins, we're tied there, too, with somebody.
Yeah, so, and we have the most victories, period, right?
And we have the most victories, period. So, you know, there's a lot of really good things going on. But as far as expansion goes, I mean, you know, there's some key spots that I think would be great, whether they're in Big Ten country or, you know, out in the Pac-10. There's a lot of talk. There's really a lot of talk. And I think there's going to be some momentum going forward. But I think everybody's just sort of waiting to see what happens to Arizona State. Penn State, obviously, very successful. You know, new rink, drawing well. So there's a lot of room for expansion.
Coach, have a great week off. Well,
yeah.
Not a week off, but a weekend off from competition. Have a great week. And congratulations again on getting you the 23rd and 24th wins.
Yeah, well, thanks, Dirk. A lot of good things going on. Like I said, the fans don't have the opportunity to catch this team very much. So get your tickets to Northern, get your playoff tickets. And thanks again for all their support.